numeric 3, conclusion, item number D. Let me read. We are justified by faith, but it does not mean that salvation is unrelated to our deeds. Therefore, yesterday we talked about we are judged by deeds, yeah? We cannot say, please edit another word, not. We cannot say we rely on our deeds to be saved, otherwise we ignore the grace of the cross. We are judged by deeds, but we are justified by faith. Huh? So we cannot say we rely on our deeds to be saved. We are justified by deeds. Maybe I should say that way. Huh? You know what I'm trying to say? So Eddie, I don't hear you. You don't understand. Come to me, I explain to you. We are justified by faith. We cannot say we are justified by deeds, but we are judged by deeds. That's the point. So Eddie, not over there. Make sense? If you don't understand, this is. Well, thank God that some of you are reading the notes. Yeah. If you have any question concerning the notes, please tell me your too. Amen. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we shall start at 4:36. Yesterday we talked about we will be judged by our deeds. Gentiles sin against God, and the Jewish people sin against God. And we elaborate a lot concerning what kind of sin that Gentiles did. They worship idols, they have sexual immoral deeds, and they have all other kinds of sins. And Jewish people, even though they have the law, but you are not justified simply because you have law. You are justified because you abide the law, you carry out the law. But with flesh, they are not able to do it. Otherwise, they will not judge those people, those Gentile Christians who do not receive circumcision. They judge them because they despise them, and then they also make a lot of mistakes concerning the law, and they did not repent. Therefore, all sin against God. That's why Jesus needs to come. And when Jesus comes, we are justified by grace. Romans give us a very brief description concerning what is our faith. In your homework, I hope that you do not ignore those verses we are going to read. Because this is the center, very short message to describe what is the faith we are talking about. What is quote unquote justified by faith? What is this faith? Is it only like a stage of belief, or what is this faith? Let's read Romans chapter 3. I will read because it's very important. Huh? Romans chapter 3, verse 21. Romans 3, 21. The following three verses, I think, 25, huh? The following, 21 to 25, I think, talk about what is the faith, huh? What is the faith? 21. But now, the righteousness of God apart from the law is revealed, being witnesses by the law and the prophets. So we keep talking about Jesus did not come under the scope of the law. Beside the law, huh? Beside the law, to fulfill the law. So it's apart from the law, beside the law, to fulfill the law, in order to fulfill the law. Huh? So righteousness of God is shown. How it was shown? 22. Even the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus. Through faith in Jesus that all and all who believe. So faith means what? Faith means that Jesus' righteousness has been manifested through Jesus Christ, those who believe in Him, right? For those who believe in Jesus, they are able to obtain the righteousness. Huh? Verse 23. For all have sinned and fall short of God's glory. 24. Being justified freely by His grace. Huh? So this is justified by faith. Right? Through what? Through the redemption that is in Jesus Christ. So what do you mean by redemption that is in Jesus Christ? 25. Whom God set forth as a propitiation. What does this word mean? 赎罪祭, huh? 赎罪, a redemption, a sacrifice for redemption. Yeah, through the redemption of Jesus Christ, of this kind of sacrifice. Yeah, by His blood, through faith. So if you read over and over again, so the scope of faith is you believe in Jesus. Yeah, the faith. We are talking about, we are justified by faith. This faith is This place is that Jesus come aside the Lord, yeah? Jesus come aside the Lord. And you believe in Jesus, right? Through your belief. Through believing in Jesus Christ. And what did Jesus Christ do? By His blood. He shed His blood as a sacrifice. By His blood. Right? Through our faith, yeah? When He said believe in Jesus Christ, what does it mean? By His blood. Then what? By our faith, yeah? By our faith in His blood. By our belief in His blood. And this is what? The total content of justified by faith. If you read those verses over and over again, you're able to understand that it's not only a state of mind. It is through your belief and through the blood of Jesus Christ. What is the way you can attain the blood of Jesus Christ? Water baptism, yeah? This is only can obtain through water baptism. Right? So, because a lot of people, again, a lot of denomination, when they say believe, only raise your hand, then you believe. But through this one, he says that no, there's Jesus' blood involved, because Jesus offered Himself as atonement, as a sacrifice, and shed His blood. Then you are able to fulfill the law. If you do not shed the blood, according to the law, you've got to shed the blood to pay for life, right? So Jesus got to shed the blood. Now today, when we attend Jesus' life, we've got to receive blood. So this is the content of faith. No? With this kind of understanding, then we are going to talk about Abraham's faith. Abraham's faith. Any question? Again, the whole book of Romans is to explain Romans chapter 1, verse 17, and that is your homework. Yeah? So far, we talk about why we need to be justified because human beings sin. You can elaborate this maybe for two pages already, right? But of course, you can simplify it. Now we talk about, give us an example. Actually, Abraham was justified by faith, and his life is start from faith to faith. Okay? And so, chapter 4, give us an example of what is the theme of Romans chapter 7, huh? We need to study the life of Abraham because it is a very good lesson. Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 51, verse 2. Anson 1.
Isaiah 51 verse 2, look unto Abraham your father, and unto Sarah for you.
That's it?
For I called him alone and blessed him and increased him.
So here are three verbs, right? They call him, they bless him, and they increase him. And here the Bible says that you need to meditate your forefather Abraham, huh, and his wife Sarah. If you meditate, if you think about them, if you try to you meditate about them and follow them, you can be blessed and you can be increased. Basically, that's what this verse tries to remind us. Abraham is, according to Luke chapter 17, Abraham is in paradise, holding Lazarus. So we know that he is a person who got saved. And Abraham is the father of our faith. If we follow Abraham's lifestyle, we can receive self. We can be saved. We can be justified. And Abraham's life is from faith to faith too. Now, Paul pinpointed out the Abraham's life. Now, let me ask you a question. When you think about Abraham's life, what is the impression about Abraham? What did he do? What impressed you most? He offered his
son.
He offered his son, right? The most famous story of Abraham is that he dared to offer his son because God asked him, God tested him. He dared to do it. And this is what? This is his deeds, yeah? This is deeds. So what Abraham famous for is famous for his, you know, good behavior, good deeds, following the words of God. Okay? And again, Paul was very careful to explain this problem. Yes, even though the impression that Abraham was a good man, he was he followed God with all his life. But when did God really justify him? Is it when he had good deeds or even before that kind of offering son or even circumcision was done? Paul's point is that it's even before his circumcision. Because Jewish people want, Jewish Christians want Gentile Christians to receive circumcision after they believe in Jesus Christ, so they can be justified. But Paul says, no, if you read the Bible carefully, Abraham was justified before circumcision. Let's turn to Genesis chapter 15. Genesis chapter 15. Verse 4 and 5. Verse 4, 5, 6. Daniel, would you please read?
He took him outside and said, "Look up at the heavens and count the stars, if indeed you can count them." Then he said to him, "So shall your offspring be."
Six.
Abraham believed the Lord and credited it to him as righteousness.
This is where Paul mentioned the verse 5. He credited to him and reckoned him as righteous. If you read chapter 17 from verse 9, then they start to stand up. Circumcision. Okay? So you know the sequences. 15. So God bring Abraham out to the field. And Abraham followed God, yeah? Follow God to outside, yeah? And count the star. And believe, yeah? Count the star. And believe, yeah? And he was reckoned as righteousness, so he was justified at this time. Did Abraham start to count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8? What do you think? When you read that verse? Look at the sky. Say, look at the sky. Count the star. Read it again. Count the star if you can. Read the numbers again. Look at the heaven and count the stars. Right? And continue. If indeed you can count them. Then he said to him, is there a count differences?
No.
It's, between these two, he said, look up to the sky. Count the stars. To see if we can finish counting it. Then he said to him, your children will be as much as the stars, yeah? But so, the Bible is silent to this, right? But you can imagine, right? Did he really count? Abraham, God said, Abraham, follow me. Okay, what do you want me to do? I follow you outside. Leave up your head. Okay, what happened? Come the stars. Okay, one, two, three, four. Have you ever done it? No. Okay, your sons will be as much as the stars. That's how I imagine it, okay? Come the stars. You cannot count it at all. That's how he was reckoned as a righteous person. Now, after that,
he was circumcised, yeah? And then, he was circumcised. Oh, this is very important, yeah? Let me cut it down over here, because talk about the story, you got to know that faith, when you say justified faith, I really want to emphasize one thing, huh? Not only believe, yeah? But also through blood, yeah? I have you more practice, and this is my understanding, yeah? And then, by faith, what did he do? He all did on many things, all through faith, yeah? Over his son, many, many things, okay? Because this is also faith, yeah? Without faith, he would not follow the word, the requirement of God, the asking of God, and you have over his son, right? Over his son, yes? And then, more than that, he looked forward, according to Hebrews, because his faith, even though he did not receive the promised land, he is looking forward to a land, a promised home in heaven, yeah? So even if he died, he has faith to look forward to eternity. So just by Abraham's story, you know that it is from faith to faith the whole life. This is we have first in Hebrew, yeah? Maybe we shall read it. Chapter 11. This is his faith, you know? Even though he did not see it. Verse 13. Pastor, please read.
He is offering the nation.
This all died in what? In faith. Okay? Okay, continue. Abraham's faith is started from the very beginning. Actually, if we want to count, actually, before that, when he get out of his hometown, he has faith already. Yeah, but only in that instant, the Lord says, because you believe, therefore, God what? God reckon him as righteous person. So you can see, really, his life is from faith to faith. Now, this is Abraham's life. Now. So, Jewish Christian want them to resist temptation. Let's talk about Jewish Christians. Jewish Christian, yeah? They were descendants of Abraham. Therefore, they received circumcision. And Gentile Christian. Jewish Christians that receive circumcision, they don't actually believe in Jesus Christ. They also need to what? To receive water baptism, right? Yeah? Right? Is that true? Huh? Is that true? Does those Jewish Christians need to receive water baptism? Hello?
Yes.
Of course. Otherwise, how can they show they believe? We talk about faith, yeah? Faith is need to receive water baptism, yeah? Now, Gentile Christian only have water baptism. But now, Gentile Christian, no, because you want to be the children, you want to be the children of Abraham. Therefore, you need to receive circumcision. And Paul was saying that no need, because we are justified by faith over here, not over here. Gentile Christians are justified by faith at the water baptism time, not at circumcision time. So there's no need. You circumcise them. No need. That's Paul's proclamation. Therefore, because you guys do circumcision, you are the descendants of Abraham, because Abraham has circumcision, so you guys have circumcision, huh? That's why Abraham is your father. But as we are also, Abraham is also our father, because Abraham was not justified by this time, he was justified by this time. Therefore, Gentile Christian also reckoned Abraham as their father of faith. So Abraham is the father of faith, both to Jewish people and both to the Christian. This is what the Bible tried to teach us. this is what is recorded in chapter 4. Let's read it to make a better understanding. Please read chapter 4. Verse 1 to 3. Alex, would you please read?
Verse 1. What then shall we say that Abraham our father and his down called him to flesh? For if Abraham was justified by works, he has something to boast about, but not before God. Really, for what does the scripture say? Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness.
Abraham believed in God, then he was counted as righteousness. Huh? And then, would you continue on? Please read verse 11.
Verse 11. And he received the sign of circumcision, a seal of the righteousness of the faith, which he had while still uncircumcised, that he might be the father of all who believe. Though they are uncircumcised, that righteousness may be imputed to them also.
Okay, so they can be the father of those who are circumcised, and he can be the father of those who are uncircumcised. Therefore, he can be called the father of faith. Huh? This is what those verses basically trying to teach us. Huh? I want to go back to the diagram. When did circumcision become law? At Abraham's time, is there Mosaic law? Huh? No, right? Mosaic is far behind Abraham. This only became Mosaic law in Leviticus chapter 23. It asked Abraham to circumcise. And then when God gave Moses' law, he put this one as part of Mosaic law. Jewish people practice it. Another point is that we do not need circumcision anymore, because by doing this, right, this spirit, remember, Jesus Christ come to fulfill the law, yeah? Not to abolish the law. Water baptism fulfill the spirit of circumcision. What does circumcision do? If you read the notes, you must know, yeah? What does the circumcision do? What? you become kind of a sign of God's family, yeah? A sign of God's family. So there are three, a sign of God's family. A sign of belonging, yeah? Belong to what? The children of Abraham, yeah? This is circumcision too, and also is baptism. Have the same meaning, huh? That's turn to your page. So you have better understanding. Page 9. Sign of chosen means that now you belong to the children of Abraham, huh? Turn to Genesis chapter 7. So you understand what I'm saying, no? Genesis chapter 7, verse 9. Typo, 17, verse 9, sorry. 17, verse 9. And verse 14. God told to Abraham that you and your descendants will keep this covenant. That is, whoever belongs to you need to be circumcised. Huh? Your descendants will be circumcised. From 9 to 14, we are easily can tell. Let's read another one. Galatians chapter 2, verse 11. Maybe we jump to 3, verse 26. 26. Because you believe in Jesus Christ, you are the children of God, and you were baptized into Christ and put on Christ. 28. So no matter who you are, you become one. 29. Then you belong to Christ, then you are the heir of Abraham. Right? You are the children of Abraham. So baptism is to what? To put on Christ, and then you are the children of baptism. Just like circumcision, to prove that you are the children of Abraham. Right? While baptism is the same thing. You are the children of Abraham. So this is sign of chosen, sign of belonging to the children of Abraham. Yeah? Another one is like sign of separation. Let's turn to Acts 11. Acts 11. Verse 2. The 11 verse 2 here, the Bible talks about Peter tried to Peter eat with the uncircumcised, and they don't like it. They say that since you are circumcised, how can you eat with the uncircumcised? So circumcision is a separation, right? It's a sign of separation. You are circumcised, you don't associate with non-circumcised people. Now, because Gentile people, they are sinners, yeah? You have to separate from sin. Now, water baptism is also the same thing, huh? Romans chapter 6. We don't read verse by verse, just read quickly, huh? Romans 6, 1 to 4. Why do we receive water baptism? We are to die and to bury and to resurrect with Jesus Christ. And die is die to sin, yeah? Verse 2. Chapter 6, verse 2. We die to sin already. So we separate from sin already, just like circumcision is to separate from the Gentile people, because Gentile people is considered sinner, so they don't eat with them. So this is a sign of separation. Another one is get rid of filthiness, okay? Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 16. Are you with me? I'm very fast, huh? Because we don't have a lot of time. Deuteronomy. Ten, 16. 15 says that somebody read in English. Annie, would you please read? So the Father loves your forefather, yeah, and they choose them. Choose them by, what is the sign? Sign of chosen. Sign of chosen is, of course, in that time is circumcision. Verse 16. So from your heart, you shall get rid of filthiness, yeah? So you, there's a sign of circumcision. From your heart, you shall get rid of filthiness. And again, we know that water baptism is for the remissing of what? Sin. So you can see that Jesus was able to use water baptism to fulfill the spirit of circumcision. Right? Right? So neither of anyone who believes in Jesus just follow this route is good enough. Huh? Receive water baptism. This is how we justify by faith. But if you are a Christian, if you are a Jewish, like, let's say tomorrow a Jewish people come to our church, yeah? He already got circumcised because that's why he's called a Jew, yeah? And he simply just, you know, receive water baptism again. Just learn from them. This is how the salvation is manifested. This is called justified by faith. Any question? So when people think that justified by faith, just raise up your hands. Actually, they ignore the part of water baptism. Because blood of Jesus Christ got to be involved. And then that's how Gentile Christians hit. And if we are Gentile, we want to become Christian, this is how we should do it. Since it is let me elaborate another issue. Again, I want to compare with the other churches and our church's differences. That's why I keep saying all this kind of stuff. People think that you guys are following the law because you always like to justify by deeds, yeah? Therefore, you have water baptism. But my personal opinion is that water baptism is different from circumcision, right? Circumcision, if you say you are justified by deeds, you receive circumcision. Water baptism only fulfills circumcision, but water baptism is different from circumcision. Huh? What's the difference is? Receive circumcision is to practice law. Receive water baptism is to accept the grace of Jesus Christ. So one is work the law, the other is accept the grace. Okay? Water baptism is to receive the blood shed by Jesus Christ. Circumcision is to shed your own blood. So circumcision is your own work, that you do something to hurt your body, but water baptism is not your own work to shed your blood, but to simply accept Jesus Christ's blood. So when people say that, you know, you are justified by your working to the water, to me, like taking a shower is not good work, good deeds at all. It's not a very, taking a shower is what? When taking a shower, like what does taking a shower do?
A necessity.
What? Clean yourself. Yeah, taking a shower is clean yourself. To me, water baptism, if you use ordinary perspective, yeah? You know, you go and you rinse yourself, yeah? Just like a tear shower. It's nothing like you do anything good to other people, any good deeds, you can proclaim that. You cannot proclaim that you do a very good deed by saying that you take a shower. That's my point. Huh? So when people criticize us that we work for salvation, no, we are justified by this. No, water baptism is part of faith. We just mentioned over here, huh? At the other side. Faith, including water baptism, so it's part of faith. Huh? This is hopefully you can try to help us to understand why we do it the way like Abraham did. Huh? Now, let's elaborate a little bit. What is the characteristic of Abraham's faith? Abraham believed in promise. Huh? Turn to Romans chapter 4. Romans chapter 4, verse 13. Romans chapter 4, verse 13. Susan, do this with. Is because of promise, Abraham and his seed inherited the world. What is the world referred to over here? Anybody? The world. Anybody? Chapter 4, verse 13. For the promise that he will be the heir of the world. The world, I think, referred to the land of Canaan. The old world, yeah? The promised land. Abraham was able to receive that promised land, not because of the law, but because his belief of promise. So today, we learn from Abraham's faith so that we got to believe in God's promise too. How many promises does the Bible promise us in the Bible? How many promises do we have in the Bible? Many. Many promises. Can any of the promises be fake promise? No. Every promise, according to the Bible, is yes. Let's turn to 2 Corinthians 1, verse 20. 2 Corinthians 1, verse 20. Thomas, please read. Second Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20. Your question said, no matter how much the promise of God? Doesn't matter how much the promise of God? Everyone is yes. Is your version say that? Can you read your version louder?
For no matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ.
So no matter how many promises we have in the Lord, some people count it, it's more than 20,000 promises, if I remember it right. A lot of promises in the Bible. Yeah. And everyone will be yes. Even receive Holy Spirit have nothing to do with the law. It's a promise to anyone who believe. Last turn to Galatians chapter 3, verse 14. Some of you are praying for Holy Spirit. You don't know it is a promise after you are baptized. Chapter 3, verse 14. Chapter 3, verse 14. Chum, would you please read? So we also can receive the promise of Holy Spirit through what? Through faith, yeah? So brothers and sisters, if you want to pray for the fullness of Holy Spirit, yeah? You come out and you pray with faith. Really, faith is the key. Faith is the key for everything. Today, this time, the theme of Romans, we got to understand this. Our life is always from face to face, including praying for Holy Spirit too. Did I tell you that, maybe I told you a long time ago, once upon a time there was SSC, and a kid kneel at a certain position, and he received Holy Spirit. And later on, he talked to every kid, that position had Holy Spirit. Then all the kids try to fight for that position to pray. Everyone who kneel down in that position receive Holy Spirit. This is their simple faith, yeah? They believe that special place, this is like from their sincere and very simple, not even though not very intellectually, but But pray simple prayers. He got it, he believed, he can got it, then he got it, right? So really, everything in our life is faith. I still remember when I was a little kid, a minister says that you truly need to have faith, yeah? He said once more time that, you know, he has a watch which is out of order, and he put it in the drawer for a long time, and he go to the church, and the pastor was talking about faith is very important. With faith, everything is possible. So at that time, he just, you know, kneel down, pray, God, I pray that, you know, everything is possible as long as I have faith, right? So please give me experiences. When I go back home, I open the drawer, the watch will work. That's how simple he pray, yeah? When he go home, he open the drawer. What happened? The watch is working. Well, later on, he become a pastor. That's why. I think that experience make him help him a lot. And you know, when I was a student, yeah, I hear this kind of testimony, and this testimony is always in my mind, right? And at that time, I was thinking, should I be a full time minister or should I be not? Not because when I was little, my mother dedicated me. I mean, just like Samuel. But in my journey, I keep asking for proof. Lord, if you let me go to the United States to study, I will know that you want me to be a full-time minister. I keep asking all those kind of silly questions, you know. And then the Lord make me come to the United States. Then I still don't like that answer. One day, when I was studying in New York City, it was frozen, yeah, cold, and I cannot start my car, yeah. For like 10 minutes, I cannot start my car. Then I prayed. I said, Lord, I remember my pastor told me, he has faith, it works. You need to give me experience. If you do not give me experience, how can I preach to people in the future, yeah? So now I want this time to work. I need the experience, yeah? With strong faith, you know, it just, and guess what? It works. So today I'm a pastor. And really, I was able to drive home, and the following morning still snowing, yeah? I won't start it. Won't work anymore, huh? A miracle did not occur 24 hours a day, you know. But I'm saying that life, faith, everything had to do really. Abraham had faith. That's why he was justified. Abraham had faith. That's why he dared to offer his son. So promises, all the promises in the Bible, you can count up, including your marriage. That's my point. No? Some people are saying that, well, we have more sisters than brothers. The previous NYTS about the same amount, no? But this NYTS sister, we're both sister again, no? But don't worry, I think a lot of sisters got married already. My point is that even with your marriage, yeah, you need to have faith toward God. God will fulfill your prayer. If you truly pray with sincere faith, no? That's my personal belief. Everything according to God's will, God will give it to you. No? Faith to the most important, to a certain point, you got to believe that. You've been believing in the Lord Jesus Christ for a while, right? Faith, then you got to believe that outward blessing is not as important as inward blessing. I think I shared with you before in the book of Job, the blessing is what? From the book of Job, you know the blessing is what? More children, longevity, live a long time, they don't Job live a long time, healthy, right? And fortune, right? Money, properties. They don't, at the end of the book of Job, God says that Job lost many things, but God was able to restore all these things to him. Longevity, good health, children, properties. This is considered blessings in the world, yeah? But in New Testament, everything got lifted up. In New Testament, God says that blessed are those who are poor in spirit. Blessed are those who mourn. It's all live up to spiritual level, yeah? So when you say you want to grab on God's promises, these promises we shall have faith to, I'm talking about faith, yeah? Is really the spiritual blessings. Not only we should look beyond the material blessing, but try to hold on the spiritual blessings. Having faith on that. Let me give you another example. I told you I lost a dog. You know, we have a brother who do not have children. He adopted a child. And the child grew up. Now the child is in college, going out from there. And this couple has been raising dog since long time ago. Yeah. And they have a dog. Recently, they want to go back to Taiwan. Their dog are like their kids. You know, they sleep with dogs. They allow dogs to go to sleep with them. I shouldn't say they sleep with dogs. They allow dogs to go to bed to sleep with them. Yeah. I think a lot of people do that. Yeah. Do you do that? Many of you do that. Okay. Well, I don't do that. I do not allow the dog to come to my room. Anyway, the dog was like his kids. And guess what? We lost his dog. You are losing some other kids, you know. That kind of feeling is so bad. So from that moment on, I decided that I will never take care of other dogs anymore. Or I will say beforehand, hey, you know, you want me to take care of a dog? No problem. My mother will love it. But if I lost it, I lost it, okay? No complaints. Before I was in trouble. Later on, we are so anxious, I went out to sleep for 3 times, yeah? And later on, before I go back home, my son asked me, Father, did you find it? I said, I said, yes, I find it. But where's the dog? I said, I find it. But where's the dog? I find the peace and joy in my heart. I'm serious. You're learning. After you pray and you search for it, you notice that, what can you do? The consequence is not your hand. People might find it, people might adopt it, people might, you know, do everything about it, and we cannot find it for a while. So what can you do? You trust everything into the hands of God. Later, your worry is away. You truly find peace and joy. And this is the promise we are talking about over here. Right? If everything is God, if you can always find peace and grace, peace and joy, I think... nothing will go wrong in your life. No. So when you learn about them from Abraham, said Abraham did not get his physical blessing on earth. Later, he did not even find a land, find a hometown on earth. Yeah, but he's looking forward to a hometown in heaven kingdom. Oh, that is Abraham's faith. Actually, Abraham's faith. One of Abraham's faiths is he believed in God's mighty power. Huh? He believes that people can die and resurrect it. Let me simply state it, huh? Abraham can offer his son. The Bible says that not only because he's loved, but you read the notes, huh? But because of strong faith. Just imagine that a father can kill his son. If he did not believe that, you know, even though he cut it into pieces, Abraham, according to New Testament, still believed that the Lord will make him alive. You know why? Because just few years ago, a few days ago, a few months ago, God promised Abraham that only from this son your descendants will come out. Ismael, just cast him out. Yeah, another son called Ismael, yeah? Just cast him out. So this event was heavily, you know, it's so difficult to kick out your own son, you know? So this event is heavily buried in his mind. So when he took out his knife, that thought is over here. Abraham, only from Isaac, the son will come out. So even though I kill him, even though there's no goat prepared for me, yeah? He believed that he was resurrected. That is how strong Abraham's faith is. That's why, you know, if nothing occurs, he still believes in heaven kingdom. That is the event. So today, we've got to learn, God is a God who can turn nothing to something, who can make the dead into a life. So no matter what you encounter in your life, you got to remember, faith is the number one key. If you do not have faith and you dare to follow Israelites to go out of wildernesses, you are in trouble. You will die in wildernesses. Right? You know what I'm trying to say? If you do not have faith and dare to come to NYTS to pray and fast, if you do not have faith and dare to fast and pray for 5 days, 6 days, 12 days, you will die. I'm serious. I'm serious. Oh. I don't have time to elaborate right now. So, faith is the key to our faith. To our belief. What is faith? 2 more minutes. What is faith? Sorry, 2 more minutes. What is faith? If you read my notes, I think about it, huh? Faith is when you, just like something, huh? when you hit sent, do you believe that the mail will go to the other side? Huh? when you hit send, when you write email, you hit send, right? If you send, do you believe the email will go to the other side? You believe, yeah? If you do not believe, you will not write email. For instance, the same feeling, you knew that you said, God, no, he sent, huh? And he said, I know that this message will reach to you. That is quote unquote faith. For instance, like something, one day, there's a Mother's Day, and they play a game. My mother is sitting over there, and I'm kept with my hand, and I was blindfolded, and you know, it's a game. People, you know, try to make fun with us, right? So people will say, your mother will guide you to feed the cake to her mouth, right? You are blindfolded, but you listen to your mother, right? Left, right, up, down, and feed. Now, yes, the mouse is over here. Feed. First is something you got blindfolded, but you keep listening to the voices of instruction. Eventually, you are able to make the job done. Right? What is faith? Faith is that you do not see the rain, you do not see the clouds, you do not see anything, but Elijah said, just dig the deep one. Just dig the ground. Dig a stretch.
Trench.
So continue digging. I don't see rain, I don't see wind, I don't see anything, but I continue digging. You ask me, continue dig, I will continue dig. And for some reason, water simply comes. You don't see it, but you do it. So we are lived by faith, not by sight. You are judged by faith. This faith is from the beginning to the end, even to the point you die, then you are guaranteed. Huh? So really, if you do not have faith, please do not go out of Egypt. You are in trouble. Faith is also important. That's what you can pray.